Kufta Zayin holding. Yeah, by the Mishnah. Yemozguloi Kais Sheni. Hey, now we pour the second kais. We fill up the second kais. Mozgu means you put the strong wine and then you dilute it with water. The Kan HaBen Shoyl. And right now, this is the Mokum where the son starts after Manashtana. As after we already did the Karpas, the Yachatz, now we're up to the Magid. Now the son asks his father. Let's say the son doesn't have enough das, doesn't understand enough himself to ask the questions. Is Poshti, the Mishnah says, Oviv Malamdoi. The father should teach him how to ask the questions. He's up until now, we said we did some Shinuyim in the Seder, that the Tanaika should see something is different here. Why we dipped in before the Suda, why we took away the table. So that alone should make the child himself ask the questions. But if he's not smart enough to ask the questions himself, so the father has to help him along, teach him how to ask the questions. What are the questions? What are you supposed to say? Man ishtana laylo azeh mikol alaylois. Why is this night different? Shebechol alaylois, it's all the nights. Onu oichlim chometz matzah. We eat both chometz and matzah. Halaylo azeh kuloi matzah. This night is only matzah. That's the first question. Shebechol alaylois onu oichlim shoyi rokois. The whole year we eat all type of vegetables. Halaylo azeh mor. This night we eat mor. And our Tzai says here, the Gisa should be like we have, Halayl Azeh Mur, Hodoloi Omar Kula Mur. Why doesn't it say the whole thing is only Mur? Mishum Diachlinu Shai Yerokas Petibur Rishon. Because the first Tibble by Karpas, we don't use Mur if you have other Yerokas. We use other type of vegetables. So you can't say we only have Mur. We have Yerokas also. Now this night we have Mur also. Whereas other nights we don't have Mur. Shabukhala Laylos Onu Waikhli and Bosfot Sli Visholuk. Hey, this man had the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnah was always written this man the Beis Hamikdash when they had the Korban Pesach. So then they used to ask, how come a whole year we eat the meat, whether it's roasted, whether it's cooked very well, or mevushol, cooked so-so. Hey, sholok always means more cooked. Big more cooking is called sholok, and less cooking is called mevushol. Halaylo azeh, but this night, Pesach by night, kuloi tzli. Hey, all the meat we eat is only tzli, is only roasted. So Taisa says that kuloi tzli means Rav Chizda Mukla Be'el Dvorim Ke Ben Taima, that our Mishnah goes according to Ben Taima Shita. The Yoma that says Chagigam Havoyim HaPesach, even though we had an Indian to bring a Chagigas Arabos on Erev Pesach, they brought a special Chagigam. In case you have a lot of people by the Korban Pesach, so you want to first eat other meat. In order when you eat the Korban Pesach, you're soiva, you're already satisfied. Now the Lashayla was, how can you eat this other meat of the Korban Chagigam? So our Mishnah has to go according to Ben Taima that says, Eina necheles elitzli. It's even the meat of the Korban Chagiga, you could also only eat when it's roasted. So therefore it's good, our Mishnah says, Loshin, kulatzli. It's all the meat you eat tonight, Pesach B'night is only roasted. Even though they used to eat other meat also, not only from the Korban Pesach, but they used to eat the meat of the Korban Chagiga. It's like in a case where there were a lot of people, so you didn't want them to fill themselves up with the Korban Pesach, so they first ate this other meat. So our Mishnah says, Kula Tzli, even that Korban was also Tzli, like Ben Taima says. Then we say, Shabchol HaLeilos, all the nights. Not the Shalah HaYigurus here. Some gear says, Ein Onu Chayovim Litfo LaFilo Pamachas. We don't have a Chiyuv to dip in, even one time. HaLeilo HaZeh, this night by Pesach, Shtei Pamim. There's a Chiyuv to dip in two times. Once by Karpas, and once by the Moro. These are the four questions the Mishnah says in the Mishnah. Ulefi daitoi shoben oviv malamdoi. Now, depending how smart the child is, that depends how much the father has to answer him. As not even though we have a say that we have a God what to say, but our God, that's just the outline, what to tell your son. But if your son understands more, you have to explain it to him. As the feed that asks how smart your son is, how old he is, that's how much you have to explain to him to teach him about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mishnah says, Maschil b'gnus, we start off saying the Haggadah by speaking about the gnus, something bad that happened to Klai Yisrael. Or Messiah b'shvach, then we end off by saying shvach about the good of Klai Yisrael. For Dervish, we dash in the Seder by night, this Postach of Merami Yovid Ovi, Achig Mekola Pasha Kula. It's this whole Pasha of Merami Yovid Ovi that we say this Peshas, we bring Bikurim. This is the Postach the Torah says, when you bring Bikurim, you come to Hashem, but you bring to the Korban, you bring to the Kohen, the Bikurim, you have to say this parasha of Arami Yevirovi, which is talking about Kesedi giving Shvach, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yusayid of Bikurim. Bikurim means that the first fruits that grow of the Shiva Saminim in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring it to the Kohen, like you give it to Hashem, to thank Hashem that He gave you Peris. Here also, Pesach Panayit, the Yusayid is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Nisim that He made with Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we say this Pasuk, we dash in the whole Agodas on Drushes on this Pasuk of Arami Yevidovi. He must have turned around on Chacham Binoi Shoyalei. If your son is a Chacham, so then your son should ask the questions. V'im ein Chacham, let's say your son is not a Chacham, your son does not know how to ask the questions. Is Ishtoi Shaltoi? Then your wife should ask you the questions. This is the Braisa. Is even though the Mishnah says a Loshin, V'im ein Das Beben Oviv Malamdoi, so that's talking about you have a son that's so-so. Like if you teach him how to ask the questions, he'll know how to ask the questions. Then you're supposed to ask the son. What about if you have a son that Bechlala doesn't help? He Bechlala does not know how to ask the questions. So that's just right to the same. If you made a chokham, if the son is not a chokham, the son cannot ask the questions, then ishtoi shaltoi. It's enough if your wife asks you the questions. V'im lav, if you don't have a wife, is who shirli atzma? The law isn't asking for yourself. Then the nurse is an Indian, Pesach banayit, say the banayit, to ask the dalakashis, and then to say a teretz. But there are shayla, kushir v'teretz. Ask the question, then give an answer. Because that makes you more interested, you listen to it much more. If you ask the question, that gets you excited, then you'll be able to understand the answer better. V'yafilu shnei tamid chachamim, if you have two tamid chachamim sitting together. Sheyoydim v'ilchos ha-pesach, even though they already know v'ilchos ha-pesach. So you would think they don't have to ask the questions, they know it already. Still, shaylim zelazim. There's an Indian you're supposed to ask one to the other. You're supposed to ask, one has to ask to the other, manishtana, and when he asks you the question, that's enough, he passes you from saying the manishtana. And the girl we had before, and the more before said that Abaye asked him the question, that Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbah, and Abaye saw the way they took away the table in front of him. So Amulus, Abaye said, Adayin lo yachlinun, also komakri taka mekamon. So Abaye asked him the question, we didn't start eating the sudi yet, and already took away the table from us. So the Gemara said back, that Rabbi answered back, Amalei Rabbam, Patrosim Leva Manishtana. You patted us, he said, we don't have to say the Manishtana anymore. Now, what does the Gemara mean, he patted us? So Taisi says, it doesn't mean with this question alone, you patter. However, you have to say the Dalakashis. That just means that Abaye said this question, and he went on and he said all the four questions. So then the question is, if Abaye said all four questions, what is Rabbi saying? That since you, Abaye, asked the four questions, Patrosim Leva Manishtana. You parted us, you freed us from saying the Manishtana. What do you mean you freed us? Abaye said the Manishtana. So the Pshat is like the Gemara is saying now, that if you have two Tamina Chomim, they both don't have to say the Manishtana. It's not the word that everybody has to say the Manishtana. The Manishtana just means, Poshek says the Mishnah, the Ben. One person should ask the questions. Preferably the youngest one, the child, they should ask the questions. When they ask the questions, or the questions were asked, that's this Gemara, that Patrosim Leva Manishtanam. You parted the rest of them, the rest of the people don't have to say the Manishtanam anymore. We can go right away to say the Teretz. But the echo from the question is that at least somebody, one person, should ask the question. So you get everybody aroused about the questions. And then everybody goes to say the Teretz of Adam Ayinu. So that's this Bryce here. That if you have two Tamil Chachamim, that one should ask the other one. One person should ask the Manishtana, and when you have the questions asked, then you can go to say the Terutzim. Then Manishtana, our Gira says, Manishtana lalo zeh mikol leilu, shem chol leilu, onu matbilu pa machas, halay lo azeh shtei pomim. If that's the Gira that the Gemara has, that should be our Gira in the Mishnah also. Now the second question is, and the third question is that Shalas on Onomat Bilem Pamachas, all the nights we dip in one time, that was the Girsa, Nalaila Zeshtai Pamim. This night we dip in two times. Fred Gemara Maskavala Rova. Oto kol yoimo le sagad le mitvala. Chod zimno. Like what do you mean to say according to this Girsa is we're saying every night we have to dip in one time. Tonight we have to dip in two times. Is that true that every night throughout the year you dip in even one time? Like who says so? And Mefrat here, the first time we're dipping in is before the meal. Usually we don't dip in anything before the meal. You start the meal right away, then maybe you start dipping in.
The Chur, the Mishnah, this year says Mashmah, that every year, all the nights, we also dip in one time. But there we dip in two times. Frek Rav HaKashu says so. The whole year, Kol Yoma, Loi Sagad, Loi Mitzvah, isn't it enough if we don't dip in? And Befrat, before the Suda starts, Chod Zimna, we don't even dip in one time. So Mar says, Elo Amar Rav HaKhtoni. So Rav says, this is the way the Girsa should be in the Mishnah. We should ask the question like this. Shebechol HaLeilois, Ein Anu Chayovim Litzvol Afilu Pamachas. The whole year round, we don't have the chiyuv even to do it one time. True, maybe we don't do it at all. But just means to say there's not even the chiyuv to do it one time. But Allah is there tonight by Pesach, shtei pamim. Here the chiyuv is to dip in two times. So the chur loshon chiyuv means there's a mitzvah, al hilchos Pesach, to dip in two times. Fred Gemara, Maskol or Rasafra. So Rav Safra asked the question, chiyuv ul adardaki? What do you mean there's a chiyuv to dip in two times? Pesach then also, that we dip in the first time, the karpa, that's not a real halacha. It's only the darduki we had before. It's only that the children should be aware to ask questions, why are we doing things different? So that's not really called a chiv al the mitzvah. It's only the darduki to wake up the children. So what do you call it a chiv? Rashbam says, chiyuv al darduki b'tmiya. Ha-mishum ha-kera de tinaikis. Kadesh yishlo kavdinen. We only do it to wake up the children that should ask questions, but not that there's a real chiv to do it. So that can't be the gears to say that a whole year there's no chiyuv and tonight there's two chiyuvim. Elo Amar Rav Safa. So Safa says this should be the girsim. Hochi Ketoni. This is the way we should learn our Mishnah. Ey, no, no, mat, vila, ma, filo, pa, macha. It's like a true. A whole year round, we don't even dip in one time. And befrat before the Suda. A whole year before you start eating, you don't dip in. Mashenka Pesach b'night. There's a chiyuv to dip in before the Suda. We start with karpas. Halayla azeh, shtei pomim. But this night of Pesach, we do it two times. So that's the question. A whole year round, we don't even do it once. But this night, we do it twice. That's a good question. Elom Rav Safra, Mehochi Shaminon, from here, from this question, we see, Tehochi Istan Lameimer. This is the way you should say, Shevachol HaLelos Ein Ono Mat Pilem Afilu Pamachas. We don't even do it one time. V'yom Ein Ono Chayov Litzvah Shibash U'Vyodim. One that's Gersh, you know, V'chiev, that's a Shibash. That should be the Gersh. A whole year round, we don't even dip in one time. Tonight, we dip in two times. Then the Mishnah ends off, Maschil b'gnus v'mesayim b'shvach, that we start off saying the Agada by saying gnus, that's the first thing, talk about bad things that happen to Klal Yisrael, and then we talk about good things. For the Gemara, my b'gnus, what are these bad things that we have to start the Agada with? Rav oma mitchilo oiv di avoyz kechovim, ho yavaseinu. His Rav holds, that's the beginning of the Agada. Now, the Avodah Meyinu is not really the beginning of the Agada. We say Avodah Meyinu to give an answer to the four questions. But that's not called the beginning of the Agodah. According to the Rav, the beginning of the Agodah, like our Mishnah says, Maschilim Begnus, is Metchilo Oivdi Avodah Chachovim Hoyu Avosainu. He's Terach Avi Avram, he was an Oivdi Avodah Zorah. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, the Agodah starts when we started, from Avodah Meyinu. That's also called Maschilim Begnus. We started saying bad things about Klal Yisrael, that we were Avodah, we were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. Omalei Rav Nachman l'Dori Avdi. So Rav Nachman asked his slave Dori. He asked a question like this. He meant to ask him this question that from this we should understand our chiyuv Pesach b'night. What is this chiyuv to say the Agodah? Like we're saying Maschilim b'gnus or Masayim b'shvach. What's this inyan to say shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rav Nachman asked his own slave. He asked him like this. Avdo demapik le moru lecheres. You slave, what would you think about a slave that his master sends him out free? And the master, not only does let him free, but he also gives him silver and gold. My boy, like you slave, what would you think as being a slave, what would you think it's nice to say back to such a master? So, oh, Malay, so Dori Avdoi, Rav Nachman's slave, answered back to him and said like this, boy, such a slave for sure would have to laduye to thank, or leshvuche to praise. That's what the slave should do to his master when his master freed him and gave him silver and gold. So Omalei, Rav Nachman said, Potroson milayma manishtana. You patted us from saying manishtana, posach v'yom ravodam yinu. Then right away Rav Nachman started saying that Goda from avodam yinu. So Rashbam learns, posach v'yom liyach ha-shila saben his chuleim ravodam yinu. V'goyim ravodam v'shvach v'edoch leimer. Kein oslan ha-konosh baruch hu shayinu avodam yotzenu mishom. So the Rashbam learned, that's what Rav Nachman says, posach. He started right away. Again, it doesn't mean he did not say the manishtana. It just means as after his son asked the questions, the Manish Tana, he started right away to say the Agoda. Now this is like Tosfos before said also. Patrosim Lema Manish Tana doesn't mean we don't have to say Manish Tana. Just means this is also, enthuses you, is part of the Manish Tana. In other words, the sight of the Manish Tana is we start off saying, like, why is this night different? That we have to understand that this night we have to thank and give Shmach, give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, Avodah Me'inu, because we were slaves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and freed us. So this would have Nachman just make an akdam here, that this is the aside with this thought, you have to go through the whole Seder Pesach of a night. You have to go through with this thought. The thought is that we were a slave, that his master freed him and gave him silver and gold. What do you say back to your master? You have to thank him and give him back praises. That's what we have to do Pesach of a night. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you have to give him back praises. Yeah, right. So that's what Rashbam is calling to Bavon, really. It doesn't really mean Patrosin. Patrosin could be another territory, like you opened us up, you started us off. Like this is also something that starts you off with the Indian of the Manish Tana. And the Rashbam is explaining, it doesn't really mean he parted you. What's the gear, sir? Just means this is putting you like in the right mood of the Manish Tana, and now you can go and start saying the Avodah Me'inu. But the mood that you're supposed to be in from Manish Tana is to realize that you're supposed to know you have to thank Hashem and praise Hashem. Now the Mishnah says that the Haggadah is called Maschilim Bignus Usayim B'Shvach. We start off saying bad and we end up saying good. So this time the drosh is on Haggadah, everybody asks the question, like what thing you start off saying Gnus? What do you have to say bad things for? Well, Adarab, we just said we have to thank Hashem and praise Hashem. So that should be enough. Why does the Mishnah say that the Chiyuv that God starts off with saying Gnus, saying bad things about Klal Yisrael? What's this in you? We have to first saying bad things. And different from the Mefarshim say different Pshatim, but one of the Pshatim they say is that really could ask the question, like we make a big spiel about Pesach B'Night that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Well, Hagufa Kasha, who put us into Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in there. So what's the great thing that Hashem took us out? Hashem is the one that put us in also. So what's the, so that takes away from the greatness. That's why we're saying that the reason why Hashem really put us into Mitzrayim, that's Maschilu Mignus. He did it for our sake also. He did it because Metchilu Evdi Avoyde Zoro Hayavaseinu. Metchilu, there was a Sherish of Ra and Klal Yisrael. Terach Avram Avinu's father was Nevid Avoyde Zoro. And that was a Sherish, there was a root in Klal Yisrael. So in order to uproot that root, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put us into Mitzrayim, to put us into the Kura Barzel, and then he was able to take us out. But even the fact we went in was also because Hashem wanted our good, for the good of Klal Yisrael. So that's why Maschilu Magnus, like we started saying, that was the reason why Hashem put us into Mitzrayim, because there was something bad about us, and we had to work ourselves over. And now that Hashem took us out, now we're pure and clean, now Hashem frees us, now we have to, like it's like the Eved of Rav Nachman answered back, we have to go to thank Hashem and to praise Hashem. So that's the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel HaYoyimah, we used to say, whoever does not say these three things throughout the Seder Pesach by night is lo yotzi yedei chavosei. He was not mizkayim his chayv. So it's a question, which chayv aren't you yotzi? The Maram Cholov, I think, brings down, one shot is, you're not yotzi the chayv of saying the Haggadah. He's the chilek of this mitzvah of saying the Haggadah, could be the rabbon of the chayv of saying the Haggadah, you have to say these three things. Pesach Matzah Morur. Other Mepharshim learn, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipis Yis Mitzrayim. His Pesach B'night is a special mitzvah to Mesapa talk about the Yisiyas Mitzrayim. So a chelik of the mitzvah to Mesapa and Yisiyas Mitzrayim is to speak about these three things. About Pesach Matzah Morur. And it's very good, because really Rashi in Chumash says that Bavur Zeh, yeah, the Pesach at the end says, V'yigarat l'vincha, we'll soon have this pasuk. So, v'yigarat l'vincha b'yoyim hu lemur, barvu ze osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitroyim. Because of this, Hashem took us out of Mitroyim. What's the barvu ze? What's because of this that Hashem take us out of Mitroyim? So Rashi says, barvu ze, barvu shakayim mitzvoysov. They're going, Pesach matzu mor halolu. It's b'schus taklayas who did these mitzvahs, that's why Hashem took us out. So chelik of the Sipi, Sias Mitzrayim, we're talking about, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, from Gamliel holds is also a chayv to say the reason, like why did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? It was b'schus these mitzvahs. B'schus the mitzvahs we did, that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Miri also explains that, the Inyan to say these three things, It's not enough just to say them. You have to say the tam hadover. You have to say the reason why we did these mitzvahs. What's the purpose of the mitzvah? That's also nichol in shloisha dvarim. You have to say these three things, mean say the reasoning why we do it. Like we do. We say the pasuk and we say the reason. These are the three things you have to say. Pesach matzomor. You have to say Pesach matzomor. Now it's not enough just to say them, like we said from the mirin. You have to explain it also. Say the tam hadvarim. And that's also nichla, part of the mitzvah, the sapi yitzias mitzrayim. The Brisker Rav talks about this also. He brings down a tesefta that says that in the sapi yitzias mitzrayim, that kol amar b'reizeh meshubach, if somebody sits down and learns Hilchos Pesach. If somebody learns about the lochas of Hilchos Pesach, he's also making this inyan of b'reizeh meshubach. Because the chelik from the mitzvah, Yisab, Yisias Mitzrayim, is to talk about the halachis also, the reason, the tamim, of Yisias Mitzrayim. And that's what the Gemara is saying now. You have to say these three things with the reasoning, with the tam of them also. And why do we say Pesach? So we say Ashum. Why do we have Pesach? We have to explain the reason. She'a Pesach ha-mokem ha-boti ha-vesen of Mitzrayim. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over, jumped over the houses of Yidin and Mitzrayim. Shenema, the Pesach says, V'yomartim zevach Pesach ul Hashem, asher posach abotei. The Kosh Baruch Hu jumped over at the Mashchis, the Malach HaMavis that went to kill up by the Makas Pecharis, he jumped over the houses of the Yidin. That's why it's called Pesach, and that's why we have the Korban Pesach. So you have to say it and say the reasoning why it's called Pesach. Matzah. Now the second thing we have to speak out is about matzah. Now we have to explain what's the reason why do we have matzah, Shum. Why do we have the matzah? She'nigulu avesenu Mitzrayim. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu freed us, let us go free from Mitzrayim. She'nema, the Pesach says, Va'yoifu esabotek, they started to bake their dough, asher oitzionu Mitzrayim, and they didn't have enough time to let it become chometz, so maybe they had matzah. So that's where we have matzah, like that, to show us that Hashem let us go free, and the matzah is the symbol that we were going out so fast, we did not have enough time to let the matzah rise to become chometz. That's why we eat matzah. Moror, why do we have moror? Al shum shemoror ha-mitzriyim eschayah v'seinu b'mitzrayim. That the Mitzriyim made a bitter life for our fathers in Mitzrayim. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yimoror eschayayim. That they made it very bitter. So you have to speak out the reason why we eat moror. We eat moror for this inyan to remember the bitterness that they did in Mitzrayim. This is a famous kasha that all the Bala Goddess says. And the chura, moror should have been first. Like first, he even had a bit of life in Mitzrayim. And then should be Matzah and Pesach. Then was the Gula. They went out free. It should have been the Chura, first Morer, then Pesach and Matzah. How come Morer comes last? For someone to say the Pshat is that a slave, like Kozuman is bitter, life is bitter, you don't realize how bitter it is. It's only after you become free and become a Ben Churim that you could realize back how bitter it was. So first we talk about Pesach and Matzah, that you should have a feeling of being free. When you're feeling of being free, now you can just realize how bitter was Murr when they were bitter. But Kol Zaman, you're still a slave, you don't realize how bitter it is. Then the Mishnah says, Bechol Dor V'Dor, every generation, Chayiv Odom Lirus Esatzmoy. A person has a chiyiv to see himself. And the Rambam's Giyasar is, the famous Rambam is, Laharis Esatzmoy. You have to show to yourself. Laharis, you have to show it. Like Pesach B'Night, you have to act like a king and do in Yonam of Cheris to show it to people that like you went out free. But our gear is lyrics. You have to be able to see yourself. Kilu hu yotzim Mitzrayim. You have to feel as if you yourself went out of Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to have the feeling as if our fathers, the Eden and Mitzrayim went out, but we have to feel as if we ourselves really went out of Mitzrayim. Shenema, the Pesach says, V'igarato levincha b'yayimu, should tell your son of this day, Leimer saying, Bavur ze osu Hashem li betzeisim Mitzrayim. Because of these things, like Rashi says, because of these mitzvahs of the matzah, Pesach, and Moram, Hashem took who out? Not he took them out, but Hashem also leave it, say, see, when I went out of Mitzrayim. Mash, everybody has a chiyuv to feel as if I really went out of Mitzrayim. That's the chiyuv Pesach b'nai. You have to feel it. And how do we feel it? That's what the Rambam says, Laharas. You have to show, actually live through going out of Mitzrayim. You have to act like a Ben Churim, that's all mitzvah sipis, you have to try him, talk about all the nisim that happened, you have to really visualize and feel it, as if you're really going out of Mitzrayim. Lefikach, therefore, hey, since we're feeling as if we're really going out of Mitzrayim, anachnu chayovim lohoidos, we have a chiyah to give back, kodot to give thanks. lahalo to praise, l'shabeach to praise, l'foyer, l'roimeim, l'hader, all the shenas of praising, excalling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'hader, giving him kavod, l'vorech, to bless him, l'alei, to raise him, l'kalei, to give him a lot of different shvachim, l'mi sh'osa l'avaseinu v'lonu, that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that did, to our fathers and to us, as kol ha'nisim leilu, all these nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like I said, we have to feel as if nisim were really done to us. That what were the nisim? Hoytzionu Hashem took us out, me'avdus from slavery l'cheiros to freedom, me'yogar from sorrow l'simcha to happiness, me'avela from avelus l'yomtiv to have a yomtiv, or me'afela from darkness l'or godol to a light, or me'shibu l'gula from slavery to freedom. For noyim alofon of haluka, and we have to say in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu haluka, we have to say halal. So the Maram is interesting. The Maram is masbir that the reason why Chayiv Adam Liras Hasatzmai, why do you have to see yourself as if you went out of Mitzrayim? Because the Mishnah is saying that since all these nisim happened to us, we have a chiyah to say back halal. We have a chiyah to say halal. Now usually the chiyah to say halal is if a nis happened to you, you have to say halal back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or at most, if it happened to your father, a son could also say halal for the nis that happened to his father. Mashenkein, for a great seder, what happened to your great fathers, you can't say halal for that. You can't make a bracha on that nes. So the question is, how could we make a bracha? Tesavonet Hashem Golonu, we make a bracha that Hashem did these nisim to us. It wasn't nisim done to us. It was nisim done to our great-great-grandfathers. So how could we make the bracha now? That's a teretz. That chayiv odim, everybody has to feel as if he himself really went out of Mitzrayim. And the pshat is, like we say, because idu lo yhoitzi Hashem, because if Hashem wouldn't have taken our fathers out of Mitzrayim, haray anu v'neinu 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 of Mitzrayim, we would right now still been in Mitzrayim. So this is a nais that's really negated to us right now. It's not just a nais that happened to our great-grandfathers. It's a nais that's negated to us. Because if it didn't happen to them, if they wouldn't have been free then, we would right now still be there. So if everybody has to feel as if he himself right now went out of Mitzrayim. Because if not for that nais, we still would be there. So here, a path to make a bracha for this nest, even though the nest is not directly on us. It's upon our great-great-grandfathers and usually a nes. That happened to them, we don't make a bracha, but here, this nes, if it didn't happen to them, we would still be in Mitzrayim, so it's considered as if the nest happened to us. So that's why Chayiv Adam Lirois, in order l'chura to be able to make these brachas, in order to say Hallel, in order to make the bracha on the nest. Because otherwise, we couldn't make the bracha on the nest. So, the name of the fall of Haluka, you have to say Hallel. Ad heichin uweimer, how much of halal do we say Pesach by night? Beishama yermim ad eim habonim semecha. Just the first haluka. That's all you have to say according to Beishama. Or Beisil loymer. Beisil says no. Ad chalom ishlamayin amoyim. The way we say it. That's when we stop saying the halal before the suda. For choisim, after we say halal, what bracha do we make? Like the bracha on the neis. For choisim begula, we have a chsim and we end off saying a bracha on the neis. So, what bracha do we say? Now it's a machlokes. We have itarfen noimer shegoalnu v'golas es avosenu mimitzroyim. Vluhoye choisim. He said, Rav Tarfon only made a psich. He started off with the baruch, and that's all he said was that shegoalnu v'golas avosenu mimitzroyim, and he stopped right there. It was like a birchas hamitzvus, a birchas hashvach. He gave shvach to Hashem that he made the nes to us, and that's all. But he didn't end off with the baruch. Vluhoye choisim. He didn't end off with the baruch. The Rishbam says here that the first one, the big lines, that Tia Tarfin Pasech Baruch Vienna Chaisim Baruch. Immediately have your Birchas Paris, because of Tarfin all this like a bracha making on Paris or Birchas Hamitzvus. The Kula Adohi. The whole thing is one Hador. It's one thanking. We're thanking Hashem for the Nisim that He did to us. So you only start off with a bracha. You do not have to end off with a baruch. That's Rav Tarfin Shita. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, we say like this. No, we end off with a baruch also. This is the way we do it. We say like this. Kein Hashem l'keinu v'lokei aviseinu yavienu l'miyadim l'golam acherim. Hashem should bring us to other yom tovim. Haboyim l'kraseinu that will come to us. L'sholom and happiness. Smechim b'vinyan erecho. We should have simcha, we should have happiness in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. V'sosim yavoy desecha. We're very happy about doing the avoydom. V'noyachal shem, we should be able to eat min apsochim min azvochim, and somehow the girsum min azvochim min apsochim. The Parashim said that's a better girsum. Because really, what does the zvochim and psochim mean? Zvochim chur means the korban chagigah that you bring with the korban Pesach, in order that Pesach by night, first you eat from the zvochim, first you eat from the chagigah to like make yourself satisfied, and then when you're sova, then you eat from the korban Pesach. So really the girsa should be, v'loich l'shom min ha-zvochim min ha-psochim. That we should be able to eat from the first, the korban zevach of the korban chagigah, and then we should be able to eat from the Pesach. Ad, then we end off, baruch ato Hashem, goal Yisrael. That's the way of Tafin said, and that's what we do also. That we say a few more things, not just Tam Hoidom.
We give a little back question also, that we should be very good to have the basic again, we should have the basic habit.